Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hoş geldiniz, iyi akşamlar, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. Well, they said it couldn't be done, but we've actually proved them wrong. We've got actually six musicians in the studio tonight, and I'll just introduce them to you. They are, from the top, Peter. Good evening, Peter.
Good evening.
Good evening, Julien.
Good evening.
Good evening, Aaron. You get a little bit close to the mic, guys, when you're speaking.
Good evening.
Ah, good evening, Aaron. Good evening, Jan.
Hello.
Good evening, Jack.
Excellent.
And good evening, Henry.
Hi.
And there is a frog somewhere, but I think he's gone. Sorry about that. But these guys together make the uninvited jazz band, plus Henry and the frog, with the invisible frog. And indeed, they came, well, they were sort of invited, but a little bit uninvited. I think there's, well, you know, I wanted them to come into my house, but I didn't actually give them an invite. So we've got lots of New Orleans type stuff that influenced them and all of that sort of thing. We're going to start off with Louis Armstrong. And this is a song that was, I think it was written as early as about 1922 or something like that, probably earlier. But I think this was recorded, as far as I know, in 1943. And this is Hey Lordy Mama.
Now the woman I love, the woman I long to see, Hey Lordy Mama. Great God Almighty, the woman I love, the woman I long to see. She's in Cincinnati and won't even write to me. Now the woman I love got her feet right on the ground. Hey Lordy Mama, great God Almighty, the woman I love got her feet right on the ground. She's a tailor-made gal, she ain't no hand-me-down. Gal I love got a mouth full of gold. Hey Lordy Mama, great God Almighty, the gal I love got a mouth full of gold. Every time she kisses me, it makes my blood run cold. When I had money to spend. Hey Lordy Mama, great God Almighty, when I had money to spend. Every time I left home, I had a brand new friend. Thank you.
band from 1943, that was Hey Lordy Mama, Louis Armstrong. And we've got coming up something a little bit, well, a little bit more recent than that one. This is from the early 70s, and it was Robert Crumb, who I think was something of a cartoonist in the 1960s, is that right? He's a bit of an underground cartoonist. And he got together with a few different groups, but this was one that was called the Cheap Suit Serenaders. I think Cheap Suit because, well, perhaps there was a bit of an absence of thread there, I'm not quite sure, but a little bit tongue-in-cheek. This is a little treat called Sweet Lorraine. Goes a bit like this.
Cheap Suit Serenaders with Sweet Lorraine.
Certainly
and
was.
Up next is the Uninvited Jazz Band doing Bill Bailey.
Got to say, that's magnificent. That was the Uijb and Hoof, otherwise known as the Uninvited Jazz Band, and Henry and the Frog, without the Frog. And thanks, guys. Just you were just saying, Aaron, he was just telling me this afternoon that I think you've just finished, was it reviewing your new CD?
Actually, we started recording a CD exactly a year ago, give or take a couple days.
Wow.
And, it was just dropped off at the printers literally an hour before getting here to the studio. So, yeah, auspicious occasion.
That is pretty auspicious. I think as auspicious goes, thank you very much, and look out for that. Where can people actually get this CD?
Well, you can come to one of the Uninvited Jazz Band concerts, of which there are many. You can find out about that on uninvitedjazzband.com or on the Facebook. And also, it will be available soon on CD Baby and Bandcamp and various other ways that you can get music online. So look for announcements about that on the Uninvited Jazz Band website.
Beautiful. And I just love the way it's all so uninvited. We've got a little bit of Jelly Roll Morton just coming up with something that sounds like a bit like a Led Zeppelin song, but it's not. It's the Black Bottom Stomp. And I've got a bottom, but it's not black.
right, that was Black Bottom Stomp by Jelly Roll Morton. Up next is Frog and Henry. Henry will be leading this next song. We'll be backing him up. The song is called Some of These Days.
Bravo, guys. That was beautiful. That was the Uninterrupted Jazz Band, Henry and the Frog. And it got me thinking, there's a lot of people sort of talk about different trends and fads throughout the 70s and things like that, things that sort of resurged like Northern Soul. But whatever became of Northern Creole? I did wonder.
The radio station. Episode number W126XZ. For every fad or trend that's fondly remembered, there's one that's very quickly forgotten. Most people fondly remember Northern Soul. They go to Northern Soul nights and they dance to old records just as they did in the early 70s. But what of its partner in crime, Northern Creole? A kind of sister fad, if you will, that consisted of people dancing around in bingo halls around Wigan in 1974. Roving reporter of the day, Teddy Feathers, was on hand. Here's a programme that went out initially in June 1974. Hello, and welcome to Teddy Feathers Investigates, the show where we go round and look at what's going on. This week, the rather funky underbelly of Northern Creole. I've come all the way to Wigan to speak to Debbie and Sammy about this burgeoning phenomenon. Well, we're here for an all-nighter in the Wigan Milkman's Hall, just a hop, step and a jump away from Wigan Casino. Debbie, can you tell us how this fad first sort of caught your eye?
Well, Teddy, I started coming down to Wigan from Blackburn, what seemed like every Saturday night. I just got a bit bored, really, because I were doing shuffle, and that were it. And, you know, when you've done enough shuffles, you start wearing your shoes out, for one thing. And then, I thought, well, somebody had bought some records, and some of them old 78s, and there was something in amongst, you know, them records they were bringing back from States, sort of thing. That obviously want, the Northern Soul vibe. So I said to Sammy, who was DJ, I said, look, why don't you chuck that bloody Gloria Jones off there and put some Spike Jones on? Well, blow me down. I mean, turntable it got only went at 45, so, you know, I mean, we realised it was supposed to be 78, but then we realised that you could actually concentrate on some moves, you know, and the slow grind and stuff like that. You could really sort of get into the groove with it.
So, Debbie, how do I tell a Northern Creola from a Northern Solar?
Well, I think the main distinction is they wear them Oxford trousers and we've got Cambridge bag trousers, which are sort of the same, but they've got a little bit of yellow satin just in the sort of ankle region.
And Sammy?
Yeah?
You're one of the pioneering Northern Creole DJs. You were the one that first slowed the Kid Ory record down to 45 RPM.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you tell us some of the main differences between Northern Creole and Northern Soul?
Well, I think the dance is a sort of a movement on from some, you know, like slow grind, itch and all that sort of thing, and flamingo. I think a lot of Northern Soulers don't like cake, but a lot of Northern Creolas do like cake, so that's reflected in the choice of names for some of the dance moves. We've got this one that Debbie's doing for us now, which is the cherry bakel. Here you can see she's putting a left forefinger close to the floor as she's getting down on it. Then we've got this one, the sherry trifle. As you say, it's pretty similar to cherry bakel, but she's putting her, it's more of a little finger down towards the floor. And a lot of Northern Creolas do also besides cake, they like tropical and cold water fish. So that's reflected in the guppy, as Debbie's doing for us now, where she's, flapping it round a bit. And also the shabumpkin.
And what about the diet? Of course, Northern Soulers are quite famous for Brussels sprouts in 1974. What are Northern Creolas eating?
Well, look around you, mate. Everyone's eating broccoli. That's the thing.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way.
With now at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw.
A plowing through the ragged skies, and a cloudy draw.
Yippee
one and a two and a three. When do I come in, old timer?
In this song, it don't matter, partner. Go ahead, sing.
Their faces got, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all wet with sweat.
Don't be half so foolish, boy.
They're riding hard to catch the herd, but they ain't caught them yet.
Get along, little doggy, 'cause you got to ride forever on that age up in the sky.
On horses snorting fire.
Is that possible?
How would I know? As they ride on here, they cry.
This is a cowboy legend. Oi!
Yippee-yay-yay. Riders in the sky. Can do without his singing,
but I wish I had his nose.
Beautiful. That was from 1947, and that was, of course, remind me, who was it? It was
Spike Jones.
Of course, and Vaughan Monroe was apparently incensed when he heard that little quip at the end and made him take it off, but a few 78s got out with that on the end, and it's one of those things you probably find on record store day, and then somebody will probably flog it on eBay for an extortionate amount of money or something like that. So it's a record day special for Spike Jones there. And next up, we've got a little bit of Tuba Skinny. Is there anything you want to say about Tuba Skinny, anybody?
They're clearly superior to their rival group, Tuba Fat.
Yeah, clearly. Just say that again, sorry.
In our professional opinion, we've actually played with one of the members, or temporary members of Tuba Skinny. And in our opinion, Tuba Skinny is clearly superior to that of their rival group, Tuba Fat.
You heard it here first. Well, here we are. This is a Cold Morning Shout by the one and only Tuba Skinny. Thank you.
right. And that was Tuba Skinny with...
Cold Morning Shout.
That's right. With Cold Morning Shout. We're the uninvited jazz band in the house tonight.
Today.
And, well, early evening, let's say. And we're going to continue with Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives Me.
One and only blues that you cannot explain. There are blues that you get from sleepless nights, but the blue is blue to me. Are the only blues that's on my mind. They are the blues of the weirdest kind, the blues that my naughty sweetie gives to me.
When you're out drinking liquor and someone goes and takes it off the shelf, there are blues you get from waiting on the dock, wondering if your boat's gonna rock. There are blues that you're getting in the taxi cab pit, and every time you hit it, made it jump the clock. There are blues you get from crying when your Uncle Will is dying, and he afterwards forgets you in his will. There are blues you get from kisses when you're walking with your missus, and another baby shot's high bill. There are blues that make you wanna stop, take a timber, and blues that make you wanna end it all in a river. Blues my naughty sweetheart gives to me.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, the uninvited jazz band Henry and the Frog. And the next one, you might be able to give me a little bit of help. We've got a song coming up by the great W.C. Handy, who was a little bit handy. And I'm not quite sure of the pronunciation of the thing. I've got it down as either Aunt Hager's Blues or Aunt Hager's Blues. Any thoughts?
Yes.
Go on.
Do it straight down the middle, 50-50, you know, kind of like, and not Hager, not Haggis.
So Hager, yeah, just sort of Hager's Blues, and well, let's just do just that with W.C. Handy, get handy.
Thank you.
WC Handy with On Haggis Blues. Up next is our buddy Mashiach Lake with Comes Love.
It does.
Comes Love, and next one we're gonna have is The World's Going Wrong by Mississippi Sheiks.
Beautifully said.
Great things have happened that never before. My baby told me I would have to go. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. Feel bad this morning, ain't got no home. No use of worrying, cause the world's gone wrong. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. I told you, baby, right to your head, if I didn't leave you, I would have to kill you dead. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. I tried to be loving and treat you kind, but it seems that now I got no love in mind. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. If you have a woman and she don't be kind, pray to the good Lord, get her off your mind. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. Then when you've been good now, can't do no more, just tell her kindly, there is a front door. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. Pack up my suitcase, give me my hand. No use to ask me, baby, because I'll never be back. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong.
So that was The World's Gone Wrong by the Mississippi Sheiks. And we're in the studio with Frog and Henry and the Uninvited Jazz Band. I'm going to tell you about some of our live concerts we have here in Taksim these days.
Brilliant.
You can come and see us. The amazing Frog and Henry will be performing tonight in Harlem Dance Studio, which is just off Istiklal, Azmali Masjid Street. And we'll be playing as a five-piece traditional jazz band. And well, you're welcome to come and dance.
Brilliant.
Then we have a day off tomorrow, and Monday...
Day off?
Monday, Uninvited Jazz Band are playing at Bomonti Babylon for some dance, swing dance
Children's
activity
day.
Involving children.
Children's Day?
Children's Day, here
Workshop.
In Turkey. Workshop at around 4 p.m, I believe.
Actually, it begins around 1.
Starting
it should begin around 1, actually. But we actually come on stage around 4, so our show is going to be at 4. But there's going to be a dance workshop for children, as far as we know.
So bring your kids, and your granny, and your dog.
And your dance shoes, of course.
Cats.
And then next on Tuesday, we're going to play in a rooftop restaurant called Balkon, which is in Tunnel towards the bottom of Istiklal, as Frog and Henry Five Piece. And then that's it for now, I think. What are we going to play now?
Jelly Roll. And if you're interested in more, check out frogandhenry.com, check out uninvitedjazzband.com, and we'll be coming at you soon.
Thanks.
Brilliant.
My jelly roll,
jelly roll.
I wouldn't give you a piece of this cake, not to save your soul,
not to save your soul.
My mama told me today, just before she'd run away, to be a good boy, she'd bring me a toy, and I am my pride and joy. Ain't no use for you kids to keep hanging around,
hanging around.
I love you, baby, and I don't wanna turn you down, down, down. My jelly roll is so sweet, yeah, and it's surely hard to be beat. I know you want it, but you ain't gonna get it all. I'm gonna give you no, no, no.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful guys. Jerry Roll from the Uninvited Jazz Band and Henry and the Frog. And just before we go is a little bit of Louis Armstrong.
Softly come and softly go. When the winds are sobbing faintly with a gentle unknown woe, will you think of me and love me, my darling, as you did once long ago?
That was In the Gloaming, rather, by Louis Armstrong. And I just wanted to say, guys, thought it was all over, but not just yet. Wanted to say on behalf of Connections and everybody, thank you very much for a fantastic show. Really enjoyed it. Just like to say thank you to Peter, Julien, Aaron, Jan, Jack, and, of course, Henry and the Frog. And is there anybody you want to say hello to or anyone, anything like that?
I'd like to make a shout out to my mama.
Oh.
And my daddy.
Hello there.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
I told you I wasn't in this for nothing. I made it.
You hit the big time, brother. Anybody else want to say hello to anybody?
Boom.
Ah, well, the Frog says hi, and everybody says fantastic, and that was all. So, guys, once again, thank you very much, and see you all next week.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks. An absolute pleasure and a privilege. I've never had so many people amassed in front of me on Connections, so it's been, as I say, it was a bit of a challenge, but we got there, folks. So just a quick hurrah.
Hooray!
Yeah!
Yay! And we'll see you next week on Connections. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
I was like one step away from saying, and hello to your mom. Last night was really...
You see, this happens every single time.
Connections.
Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.